For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Gustavo de Grave, a former general attorney of Colombia, talking about the drug problem to the Drug Truth Network.
You know, the problems of the drug war are not just in the United States, not just in Colombia. It is a worldwide problem, is it not, sir?
That's right. Unfortunately, it's a worldwide problem, and I say unfortunately because if it was unilateral, we could take countries like Colombia or Mexico or Peru or Bolivia that suffered the problem, could take a unilateral action and legalize. But since it is more a problem, a worldwide problem, a legalization movement would have to be multilateral.
Yes, sir. You came out some 12 or the 13 years ago, I guess it was, against the harms of prohibition itself. Tell us what you have observed over the years. Are we making some difference?
Well, no. No. Unfortunately, the situation is exactly as I foresaw it in 1993. Being Attorney General, we destroyed several cartels, especially the Medellin cartel, and nothing happened with the problem of the drugs. The prices of the drugs did not increase with the killing of Escobar. Neither increase with the destruction of the other cartels. And the situation today is the same. There are not a decrease in production. There is not a decrease in consumption, and there hasn't been an increase in prices as was supposed to be with prohibition. So in 1993, I decided to propose legalization, or really to propose to study another strategy different than prohibition that could be legalization. And today, I am convinced that that's the only way to go.
Attorney General de Grief is also a former judge and the former ambassador to Mexico for the nation of Colombia. He's also the man who brought down Pablo Escobar and the Medellin cartel. He's now on the board of law enforcement against prohibition and will be our guest on this week's Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.